Wong and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still suffering from the blow he received on his head the other day when he was trying to figure out a plan to help Lum venture forth into public again and not let the townsfolk discover that his hair had been dyed an undeniable black. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is waiting for Squire Skimp to arrive. Listen.
Could I wish Squire Skimp would hurry up and get over here. This head of mine is just killing me.
Well, Squire ain't no doctor. He can't make you feel no better.
Well, no, but he can get me some money on that accident policy I've taken out with him. That'll help me some. I know that'll make my head feel better to get some cash money in my hand.
Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up too high on that, ever.
Well, Squire said any time I have an accident, just to let him know and I can collect some money. And no questions asked, he said.
Yeah, but I ain't so sure about that insurance company of his. See, that's some outfit him and another feller started up themselves. The Filbert Skimp Casual Company, I believe they call it.
Yeah, that's the name. Yeah, that's the name out there. It's right here on my policy. You want to see it?
No, I can't understand them things no way. All them big words in there.
Is that a foreign language they used to write them things up with?
No, I don't know what it is. But I know Squire and his partner put a lot of loopholes in their policy so they could crawl right through them.
Well, there ain't no holes in my policy. It's tore on one edge there, but I done that myself on this.
Loopholes. Loopholes is a legal word.
Huh? It
means getting out of paying you on some little technicalities.
I dog it. I won't let him get out of this. I'll tell him that right now. I paid good money for that policy, and I aim to get something out of it.
Then you oughtn't have bought it in the first place, Abner.
Ought not to have bought it.
Well, insurance is a mighty good thing, but I don't believe I'd ever take out one of Squire's policies, knowing him like I do.
I don't know, Lum. When I come to and found out I'd been whopped on the head, it was a heap of comfort to me to know that I had this insurance policy. Just like Squire said it would be when I bought it.
Yeah, but you'd have been more comfort if you hadn't got yourself whopped on the head. That was the silliest thing I ever heard of, knocking a wash tub off and a hook onto your own head.
Well, I never aimed for it to fall on me. I meant for it to land on your head. See, what I was doing was trying to help you out of your troubles, Lum.
That's a fine way to help a friend knock a wash tub off onto his head.
Well, see, I figured that away, that you'd have an excuse to wrap your head up in bandages so as nobody would see your hair had been dyed black.
I know what you figured.
And then on top of that, why, you could go over and see Miss Emmeline again and not have to wear your hat all the time. You said you couldn't go in a parlor and sit and talk to her with your hat on.
I know it, but it wouldn't be honest to do that.
Huh?
You went over that 1,000 or 100 times with me.
Lum, I was just trying to help you is all I was trying to do. A true friend trying to help another.
Just after this, don't bother to help me at all. I appreciate it, but you can see for yourself it's too dangerous. What if that thing had fell on my head?
Well, you said you needed help, Lum. You said you couldn't go no place with your hair looking that way, because you'd be the laughing stocks of the whole town. That's what you said.
I know. Fell on you, but suppose it had fell on me. It just scares me every time I think about it.
Yeah, well, it never, so don't get scared. You told me that you couldn't study up no way out of this mix-up yourself, so I just said to myself, well, I'm Lum's partner. I ought to help him. So I figured I'd help you.
I've studied up something now myself. And it ain't hitting nobody over the head with a wash tub, neither.
Look here. Doggy, you can see the marks right there where it hit my head. Right there, look at it.
Yeah, I know.
See where
your
hair's missing?
But my plan is a whole lot more sensible.
What's that?
I'm going up to Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, and visit my Aunt Minnie.
Can she get that dye out of your hair for you?
No, but that'll give me some place to go while the dye wears off and I look like myself again.
Well, won't she laugh at you when she sees you looking this away?
Well, she ain't saw me for so many years, she don't recollect what I look like.
She thinks you always look funny, huh?
Yeah. What did you say?
I say she thinks that you... doggies, wait a minute. There comes old Squire. Hope he's got the money with him. That's
oh,
what I...
Oh, my goodness, let me get my hat on. I don't want to let him know about my hair.
Oh.
He'd just like making a public announcement over the party line. There. Is my hat on straight enough?
Yeah, turn around back. Yeah, it's on fair enough. Looks fine.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, hello, Rom. Hello. Just leaving, are you?
No, I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, noticed you had your hat on there.
Well, he always wears that, Squire, because
he... Abner.
Huh?
Well, yes, I was getting ready to go somewhere, Squire, now that you mention it.
Don't let me interfere with your plans, Lum. I came down here principally to talk with Abner, anyway. Something about an insurance policy, wasn't it, Abner?
Yeah, I
want to
collect on my head, Squire.
You wanted to do what, Abner?
See, he got whopped on the head with a wash tub.
Oh. Yeah, I sure did.
So now he wants to collect the money on that accident policy you sold him.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, indeed. Well, an accident policy is a great comfort at a time like this, man. Yes, it is. Let me see your head there, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Have a look at it, Squire.
You can see right there where he got hit.
Yeah.
Got whacked right across there.
Yes, I see the ridge across there. Well, you're a lucky man, Abner.
Lucky?
Why, yes, Lum. Any man is lucky who is covered by a Filbert Skimp casualty. Let's see now, which one of our policies did you have, Abner?
Well, I got it right here. Let's see now where that thing at. Now, I had it here.
Laid it on the counter right there by you.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, here it is, Squire.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Abner. Filbert Skimp, number 387J. 387J. That's a good policy you've got there, Abner. That's a good policy. Partial disability, floating compensation, single indemnity, tornado, fire, and theft. Yeah, that's a good policy, Abner. Good policy.
Well, good for me. Hooray.
How much money does he get out of it, though?
Lum, if you're going somewhere now, don't let me hold you. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's all right. I don't believe I have to go nowhere after all. Just sit.
Yeah, how about that, Squire? How much money do I get? That's what I want to know.
Well, that'll take a minute to calculate here, Abner. I have to check the disability clause and the compensation schedule, all that, you know.
I suppose you have to write to the home office for all that stuff, Tom.
No, we put all that right in the policy, Lum. Makes it more convenient for the policy holder that way, you know. That's the sole aim of the Filbert Skimp casualty. Everything for the policy holder, yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me just take a quick look here now. We'll straighten this whole matter out in no time at all. That's a beautiful policy there. I like that heading we have.
I like that eagle and them daisies
right
on the
edge. Yes, a very attractive policy. Let's see, wherein the insured, as named above, shall be entitled to full coverage, except under circumstances described herein. Yes, that's right. Abner, exactly how far did the object which struck you fall before establishing contact with your head?
Huh?
He means how far did it fall before it hit you?
Oh.
I'd say it's about, let's see, it's hanging on that nail up there, and that'd make it about 3 or 4 feet, I'd say.
3 or 4 feet, that's too bad. States here, man, a minimum of 5 feet. Well, George, now there should be some way of getting around this here. I want to help you all I can, Abner, you know that. Let's see, you have full fire protection here. The store wasn't on fire at the time, was it?
No, it weren't, Squire.
Too bad.
Yeah, that's a dirty shame. The store never burned down.
Yeah, let's see, we'll figure this out yet. If this accident had only happened to you while you were traveling on the train, you'd be all set, Abner. But, of course, you can't travel nowadays, so that's out.
Why can't I? It'll help me get the money. I'll be glad to take a train trip, Squire.
Well, that's unpatriotic, Abner. No one should travel unless it is absolutely necessary and essential, you know. All pleasure travel must wait until victory's been won.
You mean a feller can't even go up to Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin?
Not unless it's a trip that will in some way help win the war, Lum. See, every time a civilian gets on the train or bus, he may be preventing a soldier from getting home to see his family before he goes overseas. Perhaps keeping a wounded sailor from visiting his folks during a furlough.
Yeah, I don't think my hair would help. I mean, I never thought about that.
Yes, well, that's something every American should think about quite seriously, Lum.
Maybe I'll just have to wrap my head up in bandages after all.
What's that, Lum?
Oh, nothing, Squire. Just tell Abner how he can get his money.
Well, I was just reading some of the provisions here. If Abner could only been lucky enough to have broken a leg, he could have collected $500.
$500? Doggy.
And out of that $500, Abner, why, you could take $79.50 and buy our deluxe policy, giving you full coverage on everything.
Huh.
That would take care of such matters as tubs falling on your head, regardless how far it fell, you know.
Yeah, well, I better do that then, yeah.
You mean his old policy didn't give her that, huh?
No, I'm sorry to say it didn't, Lump. Here you are, Abner, right here. Just sign your name right there now, and I'll send you your new policy.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You can pay for it later, Abner. Filbert Skimp Casualty Trusted Old Policy Holder.
Yeah, there you are, Squire. I'm sure much obliged to you.
Oh, tut, 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 tut. Always glad to be of service, Abner. Call me anytime. Well, I'll see you later. So long, Lom.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
So long. Hey, doggy. How do you like that, Lom? Here I am getting $500, and all that other policy has cost me just $79.50. There's a clear profit over $400 right there.
There's just one little thing you're overlooking.
What?
I say there's just one little thing you're overlooking.
What's that?
Well, I sort of hate to bring it up.
Well, what is it? I don't care. I'm happy.
Before you can get that $500, you got to break your leg.
What? Huh?
But don't worry, I'll be happy to do it for you.
Well, now, wait a minute now.
You're always trying to help me, so it's only fair that I try to help you. All right, Abner, which leg do you want broke?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, let's talk this over now.
Again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.